At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Just think about this for a second. You ever wonder about how many people are just walking around out there? I mean, I think it's 8 billion, something like that. Like, that's just a tremendous amount of people just out there doing what people do. It's a lot of biology, like an incredible amount of biology. And that's just the people that are out there and alive right now. And there have been billions and billions before them. You start to think about, you know, all of the life that has ever existed on this planet over the course of history. It's pretty overwhelming. Quickly, it gets out of hand on you. But thankfully, we have scientists who do their best to wrap their heads around these kinds of things and try to come up with some answers for us. I don't even know where you start in trying to come up with the answer of how much life has ever existed on the planet Earth. But some people worked on it, including Dr. Peter Crockford, an assistant professor of earth sciences at Carleton. Dr. Crockford, thank you for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's a fascinating conversation. And like I say, you can just sort of let the mind wander for a while. So let's define the terms here. Life, in this case, we're not talking about human beings. We're not even talking about animals, right? How did you quantify, okay, this is an example of life?
So our definition, and I think is in a lot of biology textbooks, is basically everything made of cells. So some people would argue that viruses are life, and that's debatable, but our study was just focused on cells. So everything that contains cells, that was included in our work.
Okay, now, what's the timeline here? Like, how long are we reasonably certain there have been living cells on Earth?
So, because with the fossil record, when you happen to see something, it's not necessarily the earliest occurrence, because
right,
we have a very imperfect record. Things get destroyed, they get altered, all this sort of stuff. But the oldest rocks that appear to have signs of life in it are about 3.8 billion years old.
Okay.
But people estimate that life probably began somewhere close to around 4 billion years old.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, obviously, you can't be counting 4 billion year old cells. They're gone. Like you said, there's some fossils, but that's far from perfect. So what did you count? Like, how do you try and quantify this?
Yeah, so it takes a number of different techniques that are sort of specific to different time periods, because we only have so much information. We have a lot of opportunities today to measure the amount of life on the planet with satellites and boats and forest observatories, but as the further we go back in time, all we have is the rock record. And so we need to use a bunch of really interesting and innovative tools, like what we call proxies, to try to get at this number. So what we did in our work was we used a measure called primary productivity. So what I mean by that is basically the very base of the food chain. So you might think that we'd be able to approximate how many humans are on the planet by how much food we eat.
Sure.
And what we did in this study was just approximate how much life was on the planet with how much primary production there was.
Okay, now can you say a cell is a cell is a cell and they all produce and consume it the same? I mean, can you get a pretty good baseline of if this much was produced, this is how many cells were needed?
So great question. So there's actually a huge diversity in what cells can look
like. Okay.
Some tree cells will be really, really large compared to little microorganisms in the ocean. But when we start thinking about life, all the life that's ever existed, those little small microorganisms in the ocean just outnumber everything else by large orders of magnitude. And so it's really, we can just focus on those to get sort of an accurate estimate of total life ever.
It's amazing. Okay, so let's get there. What are you thinking when you try and, first of all, what are we talking about and how much life has there been on Earth?
So there's two ways to think about it that we presented in our work. One is we could think of just the amount of carbon. So how much carbon is being put through primary production ever? So we could think of this as what's the biosphere accomplished over its entire history. And what we estimate is that the biosphere has executed this process and turned over enough carbon that's about 100 times the amount of carbon on planet Earth. So if we were to just visualize that amount of carbon, that's about the entire size of the moon. So we're talking about a very, very active process on our planet. Another way of thinking about it, though, is the number of cells. So in our work, we estimate that there's been about 10 to the 39 to 10 to the 40 cells that have ever existed. Now, that's like a really difficult number to wrap your head around. So,
It's an impossible number to wrap your head around. I mean, there's nothing we can even relate that to, is there?
Exactly. So just to keep in mind, you have something like 10 to the 13 cells in your body. There's about 10 to the 30 cells that exist on Earth today. And when we get up to these big numbers beyond this, like this is, we're talking about more grains of sand than there are on Earth, more stars than there are in the universe. So it gets really difficult to wrap your head around this.
But it also raises a lot of other really interesting points in terms of, you know, you go back through the record and everything and how things have changed over time. Just the number of factors that had to fall into place to make this possible is another thing that's really, it's mind-boggling, Doctor. I mean, you sort of start to think, wow, it's amazing how this has all progressed from likely a single cell, I don't know, to where we are now. And everything that had to fall into place perfectly, it really is crazy.
One of the actual really interesting things that came out of this is, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, you know, the when the asteroid smacked the Earth and killed all the dinosaurs, or maybe the biggest extinction over the past 500 million years, about 250 million years ago. But what we find is when you look at these really, really zoomed out looks at the history of life on the planet, that some of these big death events may have actually increased the amount of life on the planet, because they would have been engines of innovation. And so even though the biosphere would have dipped down to very low levels for a short period of time, it would have recovered. And when you zoom out at the whole history of life, it doesn't seem like they actually had that big of an impact. So
amazing.
It's interesting to think about.
It sure is. It really is fascinating stuff. Dr. Peter Crockford, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciated the discussion very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.